Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 110th UIEPT. Today, on the 12th of December, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
I can't believe I forgot my umbrella. It's pouring outside.
You should have checked the weather forecast before leaving.
What does the woman imply? Number 2.
I can't decide what to order. Everything on the menu looks delicious.
Why not try their specialty dish? It's usually a popular choice.
What does the woman imply? Number 3.
I spilled coffee on my shirt. I don't want to go to the meeting like this.
Why not change into a clean shirt? There's one in your office drawer.
What will the men probably do next? Number 4.
I can't find my phone. I need it for an important call.
Why not go back over the way you came and check if you left it somewhere?
Where will the men probably go? Number 5.
Do you want to join our book club?
Thanks for the invitation, but I'm not much of a reader.
Why won't David join the book club? Number 6.
Hey, have you been to the new museum that opened downtown?
No, not yet. Is it worth visiting?
Absolutely. I went there last weekend, and I was really impressed. The art collection is amazing, and they even have interactive exhibits.
What is the woman's opinion of the new museum? Number 7.
Hey Alex, are you thinking of signing up for the cooking class?
I'm grateful for the suggestion, but I'm already tied up with the painting workshop.
Why is the man not interested in the cooking class? Number 8.
How was your recent trip to the coast?
It was a blast. I soaked up the sun, swam in the sea, and built sandcastles with my niece.
What does Lisa say about her trip to the coast? Number 9.
Excuse me, can you direct me to the closest underground station?
Absolutely. Head down this street, take the first left, and you'll see the station on your right.
What is the man asking about? Number 10.
I can't stand my noisy neighbors. They keep playing loud music late at night.
You should speak up and ask them to keep the noise down. Communication might help.
What does the woman imply?
Section B, listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Machine learning is a crucial area of computer science that focuses on developing algorithms that allow computers to learn from and make predictions or decisions based on data. To start, let's define machine learning. Machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence, AI, that enables systems to learn and improve from experience without being explicitly programmed. By using statistical techniques, machine learning algorithms can identify patterns and make data-driven decisions or predictions. There are three main types of machine learning: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. Each type has its specific methodologies and applications. Supervised learning involves training a model on a labeled data set, which means that each training example is paired with an output label. The algorithm learns to map inputs to the desired output. Common applications include classification tasks such as spam detection in emails and regression tasks like predicting housing prices. In unsupervised learning, the model is given data without explicit instructions on what to do with it. The algorithm attempts to find hidden patterns or intrinsic structures in the input data. Clustering and association are typical tasks for unsupervised learning. An example is customer segmentation in marketing, where customers are grouped based on similar behaviors or characteristics. Reinforcement learning is based on an agent interacting with an environment and learning to perform actions that maximize cumulative rewards. This type of learning is often used in robotics, game playing, and autonomous vehicles. The agent receives feedback through rewards or penalties and adjusts its actions accordingly to achieve the best long-term outcome. Next, let's discuss some key concepts in machine learning. One fundamental concept is the training set and test set. The training set is used to train the model, while the test set is used to evaluate its performance. It is essential to have a separate test set to ensure that the model generalizes well to unseen data. Another critical concept is overfitting and underfitting. Overfitting occurs when a model learns the training data too well, including the noise and outliers, leading to poor performance on new data. Underfitting happens when a model is too simple to capture the underlying patterns in the data. Both situations are undesirable, and finding a balance is crucial for building robust models. Feature selection and feature engineering are also vital processes. Feature selection involves choosing the most relevant variables for the model, while feature engineering involves creating new features from the existing data to improve model performance. Effective feature engineering can significantly boost the predictive power of a model. Lastly, let's look at some applications of machine learning. In healthcare, machine learning algorithms can analyze medical records to predict disease outbreaks or recommend personalized treatments. In finance, they can detect fraudulent transactions by identifying unusual patterns. In everyday life, recommendation systems in platforms like Netflix and Amazon use machine learning to suggest movies, products, or services based on user preferences. In summary, machine learning is a powerful tool in computer science that enables systems to learn from data and make intelligent decisions. By understanding its types, key concepts, and applications, we can appreciate the impact of machine learning on various aspects of our lives.
This is the end of the recording.